RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
What if you could learn more about your health in under an hour? The Pronuvo Whole Body Scan gives you a comprehensive look at your health, screening for over 500 conditions, including many solid tumors as early as stage one. High-quality imaging, no radiation, no contrast. Book your scan today at Pronuvo.com. That's Prenuvo.com. Gain clarity, confidence, and peace of mind with Pronuvo. Invest in your health today. Visit Prenuvo.com. That's Prenuvo.com.
If you're a podcast host, listen up, this one's for you. My name is Allie Jackson. I'm the host of Finding Mr. Height, a dating and relationship podcast that I've been doing for 4 years now, sharing my positive and practical approach to dating that's built on my own life experience. And I wanted to share another experience that I've had, my secret behind monetizing my show. It's called Red Circle. And I was just telling my colleague about how much I love their platform. With Red Circle, not only am I getting a seamless hosting experience, but I also love the support I receive in ad sales. It's not just typical ad sales either. It's targeted opportunities based on my show and my life. And the platform is super simple. You just set your preferences and Red Circle matches you with sponsors that align with your show. You can vet every opportunity and their platform gives you great analytics. More recently too, my Red Circle team has brought me opportunities outside of my podcast on social media to really augment the podcast partnerships, bring them full circle. I just can't recommend them enough. If you want to give it a try, go to redcircle.com to get your free trial. That's redcircle.com for a free trial.
You're listening to the Sportsman's Empire Podcast Network, and this episode is brought to you by Interstate Batteries. For all of your battery needs, visit your local Interstate Batteries retail store. Interstate Batteries, outrageously dependable. This episode of the Sportsman's Empire is brought to you by Interstate Batteries. Since 1952, Interstate Batteries has been evoking compassion and a trustworthy spirit into the surrounding communities. Interstate Batteries is a mission-driven company fueled by purpose and guided by their values. If you need help locating a specific battery, stop into your local Interstate Batteries retail store and speak with a battery specialist. They even offer cell phone repairs. Interstate Batteries, outrageously dependable. Currently outside here in Iowa, we're sitting at about negative 13 degrees. It is cold as balls outside. But I've never understood that terminology, cold as balls, because usually my balls are the warmest spot on my body, whether I'm working out or whether I'm outside. And even in like safety classes, like a self, when I was in Boy Scouts, they're like, if your fingertips start to get cold in these survival classes, put your hands down in your crotch or put them underneath your armpits, and that's going to warm you up. So, I don't understand cold as balls. Anyway, welcome to the Hunting Gear Podcast. I'm your host, Dan Johnson, and we've been doing this for a while now. And so I'm always trying to come up with topics to talk about. And I kind of had an aha moment here within the last hunting season, and my mobility has gotten worse because I have a bad knee. And whether it's a bad knee, bad shoulder, bad eyesight, I like this term that I've heard, and it's Father Time is undefeated. And what I mean by that is we all get older, we all age, and our bodies, as we get older, are not the same as they were 10, 20, 30 years ago. And that number keeps going the older you get. And that's like one of those moments where you're just like, holy shit, can I still do what I want to do? And so I recently, and I'm depending on what podcast you listen to or if I've mentioned it on this podcast, in March, I have scheduled on March 25th, a total knee replacement of my right knee. And according to everybody that I've talked to, I should get it done because I have a
what my doctor, I think the official term he used was garbage. My right knee is a garbage. And as I was climbing out of a tree stand this year, I twisted my knee really bad. And then the remainder of the rut, I had to use crutches to get to the tree stand. And even like climbing up it at times was a son of a bitch, to be honest with you. And even just being mobile throughout the landscape, it kind of prevented me from doing a couple things as far as doing some run and gun or, moving into a different location. I kind of just had to wait for the deer to come to me. And that's kind of unlike what I usually try to do. I really try to be as mobile as possible throughout the years. But the older I get, I feel like the less mobile that I am becoming. Part of it has to be, has to do with this knee, actually a big portion of it, but a lot of it also has to do with how well you take care of yourself. Right. And so the title of this episode is Gear for the Aging Hunter. And I was kind of thinking about, some of the products that I wanted to talk about, and I'm only 45. So a guy who's 65 or 70 looks at me and goes, dude, you're young. Yeah, I get it. And so I had this idea popped in my head. So I have a handful of topics and products that I'd like to talk about. Before we get into that, I just want to send an absolute huge shout out to the current partner of the Hunting Gear Podcast. And that is Reveal Trail Cameras. Reveal earlier this year, not this year, it's 2026. Well, earlier last year, they introduced the brand new Ultra. It's a badass camera, man. I've had the ability to use it for a season now. And here's what I like about Reveal trail cameras, especially the Ultra. And the first thing is its ease of use, right? The ability to scan a QR code, make sure you got your batteries, make sure you have the app downloaded. Those two are no brainers. Scan the QR code, bingo, bango. You have a fully functioning cellular trail camera in a matter of minutes. And so that, along with updates to the app and the mapping capabilities and some of you can now store pictures and put game plans together in the app. It really is just like this awesome meshing of strategy and technology. So if you want to find out more information about the Ultra and all of their past models, go visit tacticam.com/cameras. All right. Bad knee, right? Bad knee. And so I am currently, as far as my run and gun setup, I'm currently using Lone Wolf original, like the original Lone Wolf climbing sticks. I like them because they're fairly lightweight. They are not by today's standards lightweight, but fairly lightweight for what I've been using for the past 20 years. And they have the ability for the foot peg to be rotated to the left or the right. And that's awesome if you're healthy, if you got great knees, if you can climb like a chimpanzee. But I noticed one thing. If you have one bad leg, I felt like there was times where I was almost pulling myself up to not put as much pressure on my right leg when I had to alternate the step to step on the right side. So one thing that this has me looking at is climbing sticks with multiple steps with on each side for each step. So not only just a right or a left, but a right and left option, so that if you do have a bad knee, you can, in your or hip or ankle or whatever, you still have the ability to do the run and gun and put all of the work on, like for me, it was my left leg. So I'm looking at one of the examples. Actually, I have them in here, and that's like the tethered one sticks. There's a whole bunch of different options to choose from as far as the kind that maybe not even from a mobile standpoint, but from a more of a ratchet to the tree to the tree type, where you're going to go in and you're going to put your work in to setting your tree stand locations before the season starts. There's a lot of options. And then the other one would be ladder stands. Now, of course, from a mobility standpoint, ladder stands are not mobile. I mean, they can be. Anything can be mobile if you want to put the work into moving it. But as far as creeping through the woods or in the landscape, trying to get as close to deer movement as possible, as far as tree stands are concerned, a ladder stand is probably going to be your last line of hope. Climbers are probably going to be a little bit better of an option than a stick with alternate footholds on it. So I would say for me, I'm really starting to look at climbing sticks that have both right and left foot options for all of their footholds. Obviously they have different varieties of that. I'm looking for something that still continues to stack and have a low profile, but also have the ability to get me up a tree. Right. And so this year I would have loved to have those things, and I toughed it out and I made it work. But these are some things that I'm thinking about as I get older. Some of the other products are, I'm going to name two right now that are no brainers. Right. And so as I get older, I am wanting to extend my season. I know that bow hunting seems to be more of a chore, especially if you're trying to be mobile, right? If you're just a guy who goes and sits in ladder stands all year, good for you. No big deal. However, if there's any type of movement that needs to happen, you probably need to get a ATV or tear down and drag it and make a lot of noise through the woods for a tree stand. But as far as bow hunting, it requires a little bit more closeness. And I think from a success standpoint, this is where as a person gets older and maybe their shoulders can't draw back a bow, or you're having potential eyesight problems, having problems looking through a peep sight, things like that. That's where the crossbow steps in. That's where the rifle steps in, and you can continue to hunt using an alternate weapon. Now, I'm not going to get into that right now because that seems like a no-brainer. But I made a list here of a couple other products that I was thinking about of what if I was really having trouble walking, or maybe I just let my body get out of shape, but I still wanted to enjoy hunting, or my eyesight was going bad, my joints, things like that. What are some things that would benefit me walking from my truck to a tree stand or to a ground blind, right? Ground blind is I don't have it on the list, but I'll add it. A ground blind is an amazing tool for an aging hunter because you don't have to climb in the tree anymore. Now, if you're trying to continue with a bow versus a rifle, you have to have a little bit more strategy into where you're setting up that ground blind or that hay bale blind or whatever the case is. You're going to have a little bit more strategy to get close. But if you have a rifle or a crossbow, you should be able to get, in a position where you're not going to have too much trouble, especially if you already have been hunting for 20 years and you understand the deer behavior and the deer movement on the properties that you hunt. So a ground blind would be a great option. The other option that I was thinking about here would be trekking poles. Okay. Obviously, you would probably have a backpack and you would have your bow or your rifle or crossbow strapped to your backpack, and you're using, if you're trying to get up a hill and you have a two-wheel drive truck, sometimes that can be pretty hard. If you're getting up and you turn it into four-wheel drive, well, it takes a little bit, it takes a little bit less out of that effort. And I think that's what trekking poles would do. Whenever I go whenever I go out west to hunt mule deer, I am taking trekking poles with me all the time. A lot of that is because of my bad knee, and I want to maintain that stability and mobility. I'm leaning on those a little bit more as far as, so I'm not putting all the pressure on my knee. There's a lot of uneven terrain. And so that helps me balance on uneven terrain. And I have definitely been using, trekking poles heavily when I go out west. This year with my knee, I had crutches a handful of days. And then after that, I had trekking poles the rest of the week. So I got a really good feel for them. I would really suggest getting the kind that are lightweight. I know you're going to spend a little bit more on them, but a carbon fiber option, ones that collapse down so that when you, for me, what I did was I didn't collapse them down. I would use my trekking poles to a tree stand. I would lay them down and I'd climb up the tree stand. Or when I would go scout to check trail cameras, bad knee. And this would be great for somebody who is getting old enough to where maybe they're not quite done hunting yet, but at the, you know, obviously injuries, this is going to be great for someone with injuries, but someone in their late 60s or 70s, whenever they want to extend the last couple seasons, I feel like this would be an ultimate Christmas gift or birthday gift to give to an older uncle or father or friend in order to keep them getting out in the woods, whether that's for deer hunting or turkey hunting or things like that. So check out trekking poles. And I kind of pulled up a fact here. And did you know that when you're running trekking poles, it can help eliminate up to 25% off of the weight of the lower joints, like hips and knees. So that's a pretty interesting fact as well. The next one, and this is crazy, because I've started dealing with poor eyesight, not from I'm losing my eyesight, but my, I'm going to need another prescription, for my eyes. I had a bout of vertigo early in 2025, and it literally has kind of affected me ever since. I have not fully recovered from it. And one of the things that it has done is it has changed my eyesight. And so I have my contacts in really good or in now, and I can see far away really well, but now up close, I can't see very well. Take my contacts out, I can see up close well, but I can't see far away well. So I have to go in and get my eyesight checked again. But here's a couple products that I would look into if your eyesight's kind of fatiguing or going bad. And the big one is binoculars, right? I'm not going to get into spotting scopes, but binoculars would be an absolutely great gift. Or if you feel like your eyesight is fading a little bit and you can't, you know, you're having trouble seeing at long distances, or when you're looking through a rifle scope or through binoculars, I would look at newer binoculars and move from like your standard 10x42 to more of a 12x50. I know most of those are probably a higher end, or you're going to be paying a little bit more, but the benefit with like a 12x50 over a 10x42 is you're going to be getting a better low light detection. So in the moments where it matters, like the last 10-15 minutes of light or the first 10-15 minutes of sunrise, in those gray light time frames, you're going to have a little bit better light in your optic that's going to allow you to see better. Right. So maybe increasing to a bigger eye window. I guess they call it an eye window or whatever the case is. It just helps with low light options and helps you see a little bit better. Now, there are some really expensive brands like Swarovski's that you can go and they're money. I've looked in.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Through a pair of Swarovskis, and they're real expensive, and they're the cream of the crop. However, I would also look at a brand like Vortex Optics that are not going to be as expensive. And in my opinion, why I like Vortex is I've looked through the Swarovskis. I've looked through the Vortex in all types of light, like throughout the middle of the day and in those low light conditions. And for me, the difference isn't big enough to warrant paying the extra price for the Swarovskis. So, great. They're both great brands. I feel like you're covered. Both have great warranties. Vortex has their VIP warranty that allows you to get if it breaks or is damaged, you just send it in, they replace it on all their optics, right? So, the larger objective binocular would be something to look at. Now, the next one, as far as optics is concerned, we got turkey hunting coming up. And for years, guys have just done the iron sights, line up the bead on the shotgun, pull the trigger, turkey's head blows off. But as guys start to age, their eyesight fails a little bit and they can't, you know, maybe accuracy starts to wane. But this is where I feel like a really good red dot on a turkey gun would step in and allow a guy. Some of these red dots even have a slight magnification to them. And the red dot, put the red dot on the head, pull the trigger. And I think that's gonna benefit someone whose eyesight, or you might need to wear glasses while you're in the, in the woods, things like that. And so what that does is, as far as a red dot, obviously, it helps in low light, but then it also there's a term that I looked up here, and farsightedness, which makes focusing on front sights difficult. So if you can focus on the front part of the sight, but you're lining it up throughout your eye could not focus on even in that short of distance. So the red dot offers one point of focus for you to focus on. And so that would be an awesome product to put on, a father or a grandfather's shotgun. And they're fairly affordable. All of them are fairly affordable. This year, and it's even beneficial for kids. This year was the first year that I've hunted with a red dot, and my daughter seemed to love it. I didn't get out enough to go use it, but I have a red dot on my 20 gauge and on my 410 that my kids use. And I think it helps them out too. And it's going to help out someone whose eyesight is not doing great. So, look into red dots it's not just turkey. It can be for shotgun. It can be for, even if you want to take it a next step and go into pheasants or wing shooting like ducks and things like that, I think a red dot would be hugely beneficial for an aging person trying to get into or to extend their season, so to speak. Okay. This one seems like it should be in the no-brainer category. One thing, as I've gotten older, and call me a pussy if you want, but if it is nasty outside, like extremely cold or extremely wet or just like the wrong conditions, I've gotten to a point where I don't want to say I am a fair weather fan, but temperature really does dictate a lot of where I go and probably why I don't participate in the late season too terribly much. But one of the things that I was thinking about, and I have one, I just don't use it. I don't know why I don't use it, but heated vests, battery powered heated, whether that's an insulation layer or a base layer, heated socks have been a thing for a very long period of time. I think for a dad or a grandpa, or even for someone like me who I hate to say I'm turning into a pussy, but I'm just not as hardcore about it as I used to be. I think a heated vest, would be, would be awesome. And a lot of companies are now starting to offer heated pants, heated socks, heated gloves. The one brand that comes to my mind, what was it? Starts with an F. Anyway, I forget. Those types of pieces of layer are going to make you more comfortable. They're going to allow you to stay out longer. I'm the type of person, so like if my feet get cold, then it's done. The rest of the body is toast too. So heated socks, boot insulation covers. I'm a huge fan of the Arctic Shield boot covers that keeps my feet warm throughout a cold sit. And to be honest with you, I don't wear insulated boots anymore or rubber boots. I'm wearing the Arctic Shield boot covers over top of a pair of wool or alpaca socks, followed by an uninsulated hiking boot. Then I throw on the Arctic Shield boot covers. In the past, I guess actually late last year, I did go on a shed hunt. It was cold because it was the only day I could get out. And I did it. Oh, here's the name of it. Field Share is one of them. And they have heated hats and they have battery powered heated vests. And I wore that and I felt very comfortable in extremely cold weather. So check out any type of heated vest or jacket or pant technology. It's battery powered. So you would, I know Pneuma has a hunting brand. Pneuma has a pair of battery powered vests as well. So check that out. The only issue with that is you forget to charge it and then it's not worth anything other than the layer itself. So it's designed to be battery powered. I would probably suggest buying an additional battery, making it charged. And so then you can swap it out in between hunts or after days. So you can go hunt, leave one charging, come back, switch. So there's one battery always charging and you'll always have it. All right. Next on the list from an access point is obviously four-wheeler would be a great, a great piece of hunting equipment for an aging, or a side-by-side or a new truck even, like those, that's awesome. But from a strategy standpoint, I got an e-bike and a bike, and they have different versions. Mine is a Quiet Cat. I know they have the Rambos of the world. And then they also have some pretty cool ones. It's almost like a tricycle. So you don't need to balance the back wheels. There's two of them. As opposed to like a regular bicycle, you can stand up on it, you can sit down on it. It can even get hooked to a cart so you could pull gear and equipment in. The thing I like about an e-bike over a four-wheeler or a side-by-side or a truck is just the noise that it makes. It doesn't make any noise other than the tires going over the terrain. And the deer just kind of look at you. You're not a human walking. You're a vehicle that doesn't make noise. And then you can get past them and they kind of forget about it. And then you get to the tree and then it disturbs the property less is what I'm going to say. And that's just from like a strategy standpoint, but for an access route, I mean, not having to walk as far. And being able to sit down and balance, maybe you have joint issues again, maybe you have breathing issues again. This obviously is going to get your heart. It's not going to get your heart rate up. Like, maybe there's some illness involved. It's not going to get your heart rate up like hiking or walking in would. And so an e-bike would be, it's just going to allow you to access your favorite spots without like any type of grueling uphill, downhill, slippery slope type walk. So, okay. And then, from there, there's a ton of other products I'm sure I'm missing, but those were a handful of the products that kind of popped into my head when I was thinking about what would keep my buddy's dad out a little longer. What would keep my dad out? And obviously comfort is a big one. Visual is a big one. Sight, being able to see, bad joints and hips and age. Obviously we've all seen what that can do to a human body. I'm feeling that now. And so, The other thing I forgot to mention in cold weather is I am really close this year to buying one of those sleeping. It's like a sleeping bag for hunters. You zip yourself up in it. You're in the tree stand. There's holes for your safety harness, all of that stuff. But you basically pack it in. It's a sleeping bag. Hunting buddy. Is it a hunting buddy? I forget the name of it. It's stupid, but it's a sleeping bag you sit in, and it's camo, and you walk in, you climb up, you put it on, you're already buckled up. It has all the attachments you need and holes in the right spots for safety harness and saddles. And so that basically allows you to, stay warm. Warmer for longer, cooler for longer, and that goes two ways, right? Maybe some synthetic type garments that allows you to feel cooler, or the evaporate some of the heat, move the heat away from your body in the warmer months, but keep the heat closer to your body in colder months. So that's just a handful of ideas that I thought I'd share in this episode about a couple products that would be good for aging hunters. So if you could do me a favor, if you could go to Apple Podcasts or Spotify and leave a comment about whether it's the information on this particular podcast, or leave a 5-star review letting you know that this is also an entertaining and educational episode for others, that would be awesome. And just so you guys all know, do me a big favor and go to YouTube and subscribe to the Hunting Gear Podcast. I think this is going to be a hit on YouTube, and I just created the feed. I just need more people. And as I get in, out of the winter months, when I have my knee surgery, I'm going to have a lot of sitting down time on my hands. So I'm going to probably be going through my gear, talking a little bit more about what kind of gear I like and have used throughout the course of my.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
If you're a podcast host, listen up, this one's for you. My name is Allie Jackson. I'm the host of Finding Mr. Height, a dating and relationship podcast that I've been doing for 4 years now, sharing my positive and practical approach to dating that's built on my own life experience. And I wanted to share another experience that I've had, my secret behind monetizing my show. It's called Red Circle. And I was just telling my colleague about how much I love their platform. With Red Circle, not only am I getting a seamless hosting experience, but I also love the support I receive in ad sales. It's not just typical ad sales either. It's targeted opportunities based on my show and my life. And the platform is super simple. You just set your preferences and Red Circle matches you with sponsors that align with your show. You can vet every opportunity, and their platform gives you great analytics. More recently too, my Red Circle team has brought me opportunities outside of my podcast on social media to really augment the podcast partnerships, bring them full circle. I just can't recommend them enough. If you want to give it a try, go to redcircle.com to get your free trial. That's redcircle.com for a free trial. If you're a podcast host, listen up, this one's for you. My name is Allie Jackson. I'm the host of Finding Mr. Height, a dating and relationship podcast that I've been doing for 4 years now, sharing my positive and practical approach to dating that's built on my own life experience. And I wanted to share another experience that I've had, my secret behind monetizing my show. It's called Red Circle. And I was just telling my colleague about how much I love their platform. With Red Circle, not only am I getting a seamless hosting experience, but I also love the support I receive in ad sales. It's not just typical ad sales either. It's targeted opportunities based on my show and my life. And the platform is super simple. You just set your preferences and Red Circle matches you with sponsors that align with your show. You can vet every opportunity, and their platform gives you great analytics. More recently too, my Red Circle team has brought me opportunities outside of my podcast on social media to really augment the podcast partnerships, bring them full circle. I just can't recommend them enough. If you want to give it a try, go to redcircle.com to get your free trial. That's redcircle.com for a free trial.
30 years as a hunter. And so, please go subscribe to the Hunting Gear Podcast on YouTube. Outside of that, everybody be safe. If you're still hunting, wear your safety harness. Make sure you have the right gear in the field, and we will talk to you next time.
You're listening to the Sportsman's Empire Podcast Network, and this episode is brought to you by Interstate Batteries. For all of your battery needs, visit your local Interstate Batteries retail store. Interstate Batteries, outrageously dependable.